This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Lou Ann Ludwig, the author of A Journey Within. She was previously a hard-driven real estate agent who found she had spiritual gifts that led her new work in a very different field. Lou Ann is now devoted to a practice of empathetic dream analyzing and life process readings. Lou Ann, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we do thank you for your time. Much appreciated. Now, what led you to write your book in the way that you did, for starters, today?
Well, I'll tell you, I made a big shift in my life and knew it was time to find more calm and peaceful way of living, and felt a call to sort of a greater calling, I guess you could say. And I started writing several stories which helped me to integrate in all of the metaphysical, many of the metaphysical tools I had read and explored for so many years, but never really integrated them into my everyday life experience. And each of the stories are written in fable form, but they set forth, you know, a lesson in a very simplistic way, yet filled with spiritual nuances and insights. And these stories were originally for myself to remind me to utilize those tools. And once I started integrating the tools into my everyday life, I found my life changed tremendously. It gave me a very good, firm platform for a more peaceful way of living, and helped me to be able to launch out and utilize my spiritual gifts in a more expanded way. Then, after feeling as though my life had totally changed from using all of these wonderful tools, I decided to gather those stories together and string them into a cohesive storyline that all goes together, yet each chapter stands alone, to help others to find that same base of solidity in their own lives to live a more peaceful, calm, and peaceful life.
If you would, Luann, talk about your work as an empath, and did that work play a role in writing this book?
Well, very much so. Initially, I channeled the chapters, and then they needed a lot of work, and I was told that was, you know, my lesson in becoming an author, to change them, to make them easier to absorb, yet keep the spiritual aspects intact, and also to string them into a book form that would all cohesively go together. So in that way, yes, absolutely. And also it was a way of helping me to prepare for what I was heading into down the road, which is, you know, where I stand now.
Out of curiosity, why did you choose to have the main protagonist in this seeker story be a boy and not a woman?
Well, actually, because the story is the story is really myself. The little boy is really a symbol for myself, because many of the things he goes through, I went through, and then I wrote the story out so that I would be able to refer back to it. And the reason I utilized in the stories a young boy was because it removed itself from me, if that makes sense. I could write it in a more simplistic manner, because I feel like children don't have the encumbrances that we as adults have. They don't have all that baggage we carry around. They don't do so much picking things apart and letting let their minds get away from them, which is told in one of the stories, but not as bad, I think, as the adults in our society do. We let that voice, you know, that voice of animosity enter in, and it just jabbers and yabbers at us until we doubt any decision we may have already used good discerning tools to come to. You know, we second guess ourselves, that sort of thing. And we keep ourselves up at night over issues that are happening instead of giving it over to the universe to handle and floating and dealing with what comes along in the moment. So I think that children, it was easier to utilize the child aspect of us and allow the there's a mentor in the book that is a godlike character who teaches and it bestows his wisdom upon the child, and it just flowed so nicely that way and was able to stay much more simplistic, which was the whole idea. Because if, you know, how many books have I read that have been so detail-oriented and really getting off into a lot of minutia and distracting me specifically from being able to absorb it completely and actually utilize it. Yes, I gained other things from those books, and there's definitely value, heavens yes, in every book that I read by far. But the purpose of this book is to help us integrate and actually utilize the tools on an everyday, every hour basis.
And thanks for your input there today. We're joined by Luann Ludwig, author of A Journey Within, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on and back to the book, did you model the main character, Alexander, on anyone that you know? And what about Manuka, the monkey, or the wise man? Should we see him as a god figure?
Very good. Well, I named the character Alexander because at the time I had my first young grandchild who reminds me a lot of myself, frankly. And anyway, she's very bright, and she's very, you know, absorbing of things going on around her and integrates easily. She's fun loving. She's all those things, all the things that this character is. And Manuka is the monkey. The name Manuka comes from a beautiful, specialized, healthy form of, healthier, I would say, form of honey that is medicinal. It's a golden medicinal holistic type honey, and that's where Manuka came from, because Manuka turns to be the boy's best friend and main companion. And in fact, in the end, you can potentially realize that it is, that monkey is, well, the God self within us all, our higher self, the higher levels of the universe that live within us and also are connected to all that is. And the God figure, well, the mentor figure is a God figure, and that's universal intelligence. That's what that is for me. You know, there have been times in my life where I looked at that type of energy as a heavenly father, and I still can lean in that direction when I need the comfort of thinking of pure positive energy as a more personalized entity that can, in my mind, wrap its arms or his arms or her arms around me with love. It's kind of easier for me to take in the love in that direction instead of just thinking of it as energy. But for the most part, to me, universal, all that is pure positive energy, love.
Also, Luann, if you would, discuss what you mean by turning to science as well as the church, so to speak, in your path to finding your own spiritual self.
Well, I touched on that a bit just now, and I have been through, actually, the chapters each start with kind of the same, but they have a nuance of difference in how Alexander, the young boy, looks at God, how he perceives God, evolves as the book evolves, and it follows the same pattern that I flowed with in my own life, which was at in the beginning, just a distant God light kind of something out there, and then flowed to a more humanistic yet all-powerful version, and then flowed to seeing God in everyone and everything, and the pure positive energy aspect of all that is.
And Luann, also you allude to some more manic and humorous personal moments also in your introduction. When you talk about your own life being rather crazy for a while as you went on your own spiritual journey, what did you mean by that?
Well, my husband was not completely in the loop that I was so in touch with universal forces that I could actually channel messages from a wiser part of us all. And so he didn't know that a lot of what I was doing was learning these sorts of things. For instance, Chapter 6 is about an influx and incessant seagulls coming after the young boy and all of his food and just, you know, raiding his life and making a terrible mess for him to be able to exercise those tools with, which several of the tools are used in that chapter, Chapter 6. Well, for me, the seagulls were ants that were in my house and just, you know, crazy would come. I think they would be gone. And at the time, I was trying so hard and have now pretty well mastered that I believe, you know, everything and everyone is God. So I didn't want to be killing anything. You know, I didn't want to kill the ants. I wanted to be able to rid my home of them without killing them and pulling out poison and poisoning the rest of us with that. So, you know, poor hubby agreed to stay away from the poison, but he really didn't know why exactly. I just asked him to honor me. And so the antics that he saw me going through, trying to control this whole ant situation and not, you know, bring out poison, was just hilarious, but it was horrible.
Yeah, I bet so in both regards. How should readers use the lessons set forth in each chapter of Alexander's story in conclusion today?
Well, they start in a good order, starting with gratitude first thing in the morning and also setting an intention for your day. And it talks about all of these things. And really, if you even only utilize one thing, like living your life, really looking at things with gratitude, and when you get down, changing your mindset into what do I have gratitude for? If you're, say, angry or frustrated at something else, you switch over and change your aspect. Anyway, one at a time, and that raises your vibration and helps clear you and bring you to a better position to deal with whatever you're frustrated about within yourself, there, hence leading to the more peaceful, calm lifestyle. So the idea is, if you read through that book and pick up just a few tools and actually integrate them, your life will change tremendously. If the more of them that you integrate, the more your life will change. And seriously, it has created a fantastic platform for me.
Again, Luann, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and I'm sure listeners want to know where they could not only get more information on you, but also your book, A Journey Within. Where can they get those details?
My website, luannledwig.com, has a wealth of information. That's LOUANNELUDWIG.com. And I have wonderful blogs. There are a lot of information on my blogs. And also, it talks about dream analyzing that I do, and also life path, soul insight type readings that I do for people through my website. There's a lot of information there. It's kind of a nice website to peruse.
Again, Luann, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I really appreciate it.
And you're welcome. We've been speaking with Luann Ludwig, author of A Journey Within. And for further details, simply visit luannludwig.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels. And we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.